Well, let's try what the Lord pressed in. Say, Father, tonight, I have eyes to see.
I have ears that hear.
And I have a heart that perceives what you're trying to say to me. And I will receive. By faith. In Jesus' name. Yesterday morning, nice and early, the Lord gave me a few little hints as to what he wanted for tonight. And I would like to kind of give you a little bit of insight without going into a lot of details, just to kind of impress us that we have so much within us that we don't tap into. Amen. Okay? It's like saying a house has been fully empowered by the electric light company, and somebody just refuses to put the other half of the circuit breakers in. Okay? If you only have half of your circuit breakers, you're going to have what?
Half your power.
Yeah. You'll come to the stove. Maybe you might get a couple of ringers for little work. But don't try the oven. It ain't going to work. Because that's 220. You need two circuit breakers for that. And it goes on and on. If you're not plugged in, you're not going to be receiving. However, I want to give you a little bit of a reminder of Romans chapter 5. So if you'll come with me to Romans chapter 5, I think we're going to be able to celebrate a little bit, okay? Romans chapter 5. Everybody there? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. All right. We're justified how? By faith. It's not by works. It's by faith. Then it says, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith again. But it's by faith into this grace in which we now stand. So, again, we have access by faith into his grace. Where is it? It's resident within us. So inside of you and me is a cachet of grace. We get it to come out by faith. If you go to Ephesians 3:12, you'll see that in him, through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and in confidence. So now we have access through faith in him. And sometimes we're relying on ourselves.
Amen.
And when we rely on ourselves, where's the issue? We're going to get the glory. If you remember Sunday, I told you, religion was formed to make man happy. You're still doing a lot of religion, and so am I. And you're not even conscious that you're doing it.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes when you get this kind of a word and you see the failure, okay?
that we're standing by faith in the grace that is within. It's already there. But you have to access it by faith. So it's a declaration. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, Ephesians 3:20. That one's worth going to. So I want you to see that one. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It's a scripture that you're very familiar with because I've talked to you guys many times about this. So it's not something new. It's something that you've seen before. But there's sometimes a word that will jump out at you and make you see something that you probably didn't perceive before. Ephesians 3:20. You got it? You ready? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Where is that work?
In us.
It's inside of us. Where and how is it there? By his Holy Spirit. When his Holy Spirit entered you and me, he didn't go back into heaven afterwards. He says, I'm sitting in residence. I'm moving in. Who paid the rent?
He did.
Jesus paid it. Hey, he owns the whole house. And I shared with you guys about the John chapter 21 over the weekend, and the week before on Tuesday I talked to you guys about Peter, you know, having such a hard time, and he's not really fishing from the right side of the boat. He's got his act on, but no progress. He's tired. He's weary. He's worn out. Is he tapping in? No. He can't even recognize the Lord on the seashore. John has to tell him. Okay? Now, when do you know that you're fishing on the right side of the boat?
You catch a lot of fish.
You catch a lot of fish. Exactly. When did you make a decision to obey the Lord and backtrack and say, I missed it, God, I'm sorry. Of course, then you had to put up with. And I am teasing you guys. But this is, it fits in. See? It's right in there. And then you trusted what was in her to awaken her. It's awesome. It's an incredible testimony. Why? Because you're tasting the fruit and the end results that God is able, but it was according to what? His power that is at work within the two of you. She identified that it wasn't a mistake. The whole procedure was a teaching thing for both of you. I could go on about everyone in this room having an awareness that they're in the middle of this incredible test. I'm blessed in the test is what you told us a few weeks ago. Sammy, you said, I'm blessed in the test. Well, I don't know how blessed you feel when you're in the test. But in my case, sometimes my energy levels go right down. You feel like you're all washed up. Oh my God, why isn't there church tonight when I need it? And it's not according then to the power that is within you. It's according to the power that you grab when you're in church. Because you're grabbing it from this one and that one, and you're restored and recharged. It's like putting in the rest of those circuit breakers in the house. All of a sudden, the whole house lights up. Why? Because you put things back together that was designed to be there in order for the house to be lit. And sometimes we take it for granted and we just look at our circumstances and we say, oh my God, how am I going to do this? It's not up to you. It's up to what you've got inside. You've got to Get that circuit breaker back in there. You've got to let the power go back in. And the Holy Spirit is waiting for you to say, hey, I need help. And sometimes we don't say, I need help. We're so wrapped up in trying to do it on our own. So, what I was getting at, and I believe the Holy Spirit was pushing my buttons, was according to his power that is at work within me. Say, the faith that I have is sufficient for me. If I tap into the power that is at work within me. It's already in there. I just need to tap in. Just like Peter.
When he did put that net in the right side of the boat, he got 153 fish, if I remember correctly. Big ones.
See, nothing is small in the eyes of the Lord. Sometimes we think a miracle is low gear. But I can tell you, I didn't have enough of those big ones. I had to go for the little ones as well. The everyday ones that kept me going. The everyday little things that he would do that I knew it was him, because I couldn't have produced them if I was paid to. And so God's grace is so awesome. But we have everything according to his riches in glory, having in us that awareness. Hey, Holy Spirit's inside. I have this faith within me by his Spirit. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
So be aware when you're kind of starting to slip a little. It might be time to look within. Rather than kind of reaching out, I need help. Lord, would you please help me right now? I don't know what I'm up to right now, but I need your help. I need to go deeper. I need to be aware of that which is in me that's working. And it's your power that's at work within me. It's not my power on my own steam. It's your power. And so all I can say is you're going to mature, you're going to grow in the knowledge of him, but you're also going to be aware of his residency within. His residency, he's living within us by his Spirit. We are not strangers. We are what? We're family. We're one. Okay? He said very clearly in John 14, you know, when he's questioned, you would only show us the Father, we'd be all set. And the Lord said, I've been with you all this time and you haven't got a clue. Who was in Christ? Who was in our Lord?
The Father.
Yeah. The Father and Jesus were one. And when he released his Spirit at Pentecost, where did they go? Went inside of Peter. What happened to Peter? This is the guy that can't even acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord. I don't know him. I never knew him. I don't even come from that territory. Preaches one sermon and 3,000 people bow their knee to Jesus. And he speaks in boldness. Whoa! Is that the same guy that's fished all night and got no fish? Yeah, it is. What happened to him? Who came into him at Pentecost?
Come on, you were
going to
say it.
It's
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit empowered him. It wasn't power coming from the outside. It was power from
within.
When the Holy Ghost came into me and you, where did he go? He didn't flush out. He's in permanent residency. Now, I'm going to just kind of tickle you a little bit. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Several months ago, there was a vision. And the vision was that there was a teeter-totter. And there was a house of prayer on one end,
and Jesus was on the other. And the house of prayer was on the bottom, and Jesus was up on the top. Then it kind of started to tilt. The house was coming down, and the Lord, the house was coming up, and the Lord was coming down a little bit. And it shifted a little more and a little more. What happens when it tilted the whole dirt distance? And the Lord went down and the house went up. What's the message?
That the Lord raised us.
The fullness of Christ entered the house. That's what it says to me. The fullness of Christ started with a seed of light and power coming into you. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And it's growing now. And your faith and the power that's within you is growing and gaining power. And it's gaining strength. And when you tap in, the lights go on. And you get less tired quickly. You less depend on yourself. And you start doing what the Father did on the seventh day. Rest. Instead of getting all bent out of shape, Holy Spirit, I've got a problem. Would you please give me instructions while I rest? Holy Spirit, I'm going to sit quiet before you. And I'm going to let the music minister to me so that I don't get bent out of shape on my own steam. And while I'm resting, I'm expecting a response or an education as to what you're trying to do next for me. And you're tapping in every single time when you quiet yourself down and say, okay, I muffed it. I made a mess. Help! And then you cry out. Are you crying out there? Or are you really crying out within?
Within.
And when you do have that awareness that he's inside, you don't have to chase in rainbows. You've already got him. So lift your hands to him. Say, I do have eyes that see.
I do have ears that hear.
And my heart perceives. But
your spirit,
resident in me,
is pushing my buttons
to get me where I need to be.
And I refuse to worry.
Doesn't come from you.
When I'm resting,
instructions will come.
And then I will follow.
Because of the power
that is resident within me.
As it grows
and gains ascendancy,
my soul will take a slide down.
My spirit will rise
higher and higher
until the fullness of the Godhead
is resident in me.
So like Jesus,
I can be a son.
I can be a daughter.
Because of what he's given me.
His spirit.
Resident in me.
Doing an incredible work.
To change my world.
And his world as well.
Amen.
Amen.